You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I don't remember this stuff.
All right, we're back, and you're live.
Hi.
There you go. Speaking to the mic, you guys caught us cross-talking, but that's the best part about this. It's live, it's real, and it's full of love like you just heard in that last segment that I did. That's right, we love you. That's why we talk about that way, Jesse. All right, we're back with Early Shares. We're here with my, can I say, good friend at this point?
Absolutely.
All right, Joanna Schwartz. She's a thought leader. She's going to be at eMERGE with Javier Gonzalez and Early Shares. She's going to be leading the discussion on crowdfunding, and I'll be in the back giving them good questions like this one. Tell me a little bit about property.com. I said before that you guys were doing a lot of other businesses, but now you guys are really focused on real estate, right?
We're absolutely focused on real estate, and Early Shares is the low-volume, highly vetted kind of investment management version of this online fundraising. So the deals are vetted, they go through our process, and everything is a very curated environment. Property.com, the vision for that is actually the exact opposite. It is the vision for Property.com is to be the largest global marketplace for commercial real estate investment opportunities. It is an open, aggregated marketplace where we are taking feeds from hundreds of different data sources that include property purchases as well as all of the crowdfunding investment opportunities. And for the first time, everyone is going to be able to go online, identify, search, sort, select, and really figure out which commercial real estate investment they want to make by looking at the entire panorama of available investments.
You know, first of all, Jesse, I wanted you to take a look at the photo I just took of you and your mom. It's absolutely priceless. It'll be up on Facebook. So in the 80s, when I was working for the accounting firm doing feasibility studies, there you go, nice, right? When I was doing feasibility studies, I had an article that came out about syndication. Mm-hmm. And the guys at Nomura just started doing syndication, the rabbi's son, Ethan Penner, I remembered. And I thought that was the wave of the future. I was right, but it had its problems. And what you're really doing is opening up real estate investing to accredited investors, which is a term that we, I don't think we need to define right now because we're not doing anything finnery here, but to accredited investors so that they could survey the real estate market and make real estate investments so that they could have a diversified portfolio. Because I remember when I was in college, back when we were inventing fire and science, and also they invented the wheel across campus. You know, we realized that they were moving away from tax losses and they were moving into a new era, and pension funds were going to allocate more and more money to real estate, and it just became a new day. So that's two different paradigm shifts. The tax changes and the institutions moving in, the securitization, and now here is the third leg on the stool. This is the future. Listen up if you're in real estate, because if you don't focus on this, you are missing the boat. Joanna, so how do you underwrite these things?
By the way, I 100% agree with you that it is the future. I think within the next few years, everyone will be looking for their commercial real estate investments online first, as opposed to maybe never or second. How do we underwrite the deals? As I mentioned, on property.com, it's an open marketplace. Think of it as like an angel list or a Craigslist. Anyone is allowed to post their deals. So that is an open marketplace, and it is a total buyer do your diligence marketplace, right? So you're going to go on and you're going to search and make direct contact with people. On Early Shares, it is the curated, vetted version. So we do go through a very substantial due diligence and vetting process. It's multi-stepped. When we identify sponsors, we have criteria for the sponsors. They have to have had a minimum of $50 to $100 million of experience in the asset class for which they're raising money, and among about a 15-point checklist that we check. Once they pass that initial vetting period, we then gather all the same documentation that you would in a typical underwrite, and we send it to a third-party provider who does a legal and regulatory check. Their name is called CrowdCheck.
Terrific.
Not surprisingly.
They're CrowdCheck.com.
And what they do, though, is an important distinction. They don't do the full underwriting to the point that they're going to say, this is a good investment, you should invest. But what they do is they do the regulatory, the legal, and all the background checking so that someone who's coming online can evaluate the materials and know that those materials are true, and then they can make their investment decision based upon that.
Okay, well, we're talking about all that, and I'm holding in my hand three open solicitations that I've gotten from crowdfunding that use the words like front runner of the crowdfunding surge with a combination of never before seen technology and direct common sense lending approach. This stuff's screaming at me. I feel like I'm in Kmart. Okay, I'd like to invite you to join my group. So-and-so hard money lender. Oh, and here's my favorite. Only 5 investment spots left. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm pushing my cart through the internet, and I'm just not taking anything off of these guys' shelves. What differentiates you from these, I gotta just say it, schleppers?
Listen, you know, there's a lot of activity in the marketplace, right? And so there's a lot of companies all trying to make their name. I definitely don't recognize any of those.
I didn't say any names. But here it is in black and white. I got them all yesterday.
Listen,
I usually delete that stuff.
We take a very compliance-first approach to the business. We take the regulatory hurdles very seriously. We take our responsibility to our clients very seriously. And so as the industry is developing, people are kind of finding their way and deciding what they can and cannot do. At the end of the day, these are private investments, and people are responsible for the investments they make. Nothing is without risk. And we always encourage people to do all the due diligence they need to do to understand the investment that they're making.